out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, and to all of our listeners who have received a tumbler over the last few weeks, I hope you are enjoying a second cup today.
Yeah.
National Coffee Day.
Yeah, we need to play Frank again.
We do need to play Frank again. It's the coffee song, right, that
That's
we open the show with. Well, we have enjoy our cup of coffee, but we more enjoy our archangels. We love to talk about all of them. Today is their feast day, David. So, you know, this we did this a little bit a few months ago, and it was a really great set program. So I thought, why not? Let's do this again. So
Okay. It's
quiz time today, David.
Okay, here we go.
So get your thinking cap on. I hope you've had enough coffee to get you through this.
I need a little more.
We're going to have a little bit of a quiz on the archangel, but we're going to make it easy for you, David.
Oh, thank you.
Every one of these answers will either be Michael, Gabriel, or Raphael.
All right.
Or in some form.
Yes.
Right? Not necessarily the angel, but the answer is going to be one of those names.
All right. So I got a 33% chance here.
33% chance. So we're going to start with the basics because everybody needs to know of these archangels and what they mean. So is it Michael, Gabriel, or Raphael, whose name means God heals?
Ooh, that is a good one. I think it's Raphael.
Raphael, that is correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is correct.
Or is it Raphael?
I'm sticking with Raphael.
Okay.
God rest her soul, Alice Bennett, the owner of Queen of Peace Bookstore.
Yeah.
She said Raphael.
Raphael.
And that's the name I'm going with.
All right.
All right. God is my strength.
God
Who
is
my that?
Strength. I'm going to say that is St. Michael.
That would be...
No.
Incorrect.
Okay.
God is my strength is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Okay.
All right.
See, I was thinking because St. Mike, he's the one who cast the, you know, Satan out.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Right. But this would make maybe even more sense then.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, his name means who is like God.
That would be St. Michael.
That is St. Michael. Yes. That is correct. So
All right.
You go. 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
very good.
Bad.
All right. Here's a little bit lesser known information then. He is the angel who helped Daniel interpret his dreams. Daniel was having some dreams and an archangel helped him.
I
have a hint if you want it, but you can answer too.
I was gonna say St. Gabriel. Hey!
That is correct.
That.
And he's also the one that spoke to Mary at the Annunciation.
Remember that?
Okay, very good. Let's move on. Beautiful artwork throughout history depicts various images within the church. There is one everybody is so familiar with, and that is the beautiful transfiguration of the Lord. Who painted it
that
in
would
1520?
Be Raphael.
That is Raphael.
Yes.
Raphael.
He's an incredible artist.
Oh.
I mean, he's, lots of different things.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the detail and that we still have these pieces of preserved artwork, really incredible. So you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So how about this one? David, he got fans really excited recently with a social media post asking Roger Federer to play doubles with him next year.
Oh, would that be Rafael Nadal?
That would be Rafael Nadal. Correct.
One of my all-time favorite tennis players. I'm not going to get that one wrong.
You would not get that one wrong. There's no way. All right, David, this one here is an audio clue.
Ooh, I love audio clues.
All
it's
right.
like an audio daily double on
it's
Jeopardy.
It's a daily double.
Yes.
You've been doing pretty good. So here you go. Here is your clue.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
That is fantastic. That would be, by the way, Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Your Eyes is that song. That is fantastic. You know what he says in that? In your eyes, I can see the doors of 1,000 churches.
That's beautiful. Is that the one where I'm holding up the boombox above my head? Was that the song from the movie?
I think that was Sledgehammer.
Was that Sledgehammer? No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I can't remember which one. It could be.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
That's a great scene, too.
It is.
All right. Oh, you're doing really well. Did
Thank
I give you.
You
a ding on that one? That's right. That was Peter Gabriel. Okay. David, he was a dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Mm.
He was a dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Was that Michael?
Okay, yes. Can you give me some more on that?
Yeah, well, was that played by John Travolta?
Thinking of a different movie.
Am I thinking of a different movie? What am I thinking of?
Well, Michael, that was one I had your options. Now, that one y'all give you a half point on because that wasn't it.
Yeah.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was the name of the movie with Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Do you remember that? They were a couple of con artists.
Yeah, I do. But I was thinking of, wasn't there, boy, I don't know if my memory's right there with John Travolta in a movie.
John Travolta played Michael, and the name of that movie was Michael.
Yeah.
And he had big wings. Yeah. And
but wasn't he kind of rough around the edges?
He was rough around the edges, but always goodness in his heart.
Yeah, that
was a great role. All right, let's get back to things here. And okay, David, remember we recently talked about the famous sculpture of Moses and he had something coming out of his head.
Oh, right, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The artist may have sculpted these horns from a misinterpretation in the Bible.
Right.
Who was the sculptor?
Ooh, was it Michelangelo?
Michelangelo. Yeah. That's it. Very good.
Thank you.
And then lastly, this mission in California was founded by Saint Junipero Serra. Which mission? There's lots of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a tough one. Wow.
And here's the thing. All of the archangels have a mission in California.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to say Gabriel.
That is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
He founded that one. The mission San Miguel, Father Firmin Francisco, and San Rafael, Father Vicente Francisco. But the Chamber of Commerce for San Rafael, they also say Junipero Serra was in the mix of those founding it. So I'll give you credit on that one, too.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
You know your archangels.
Well, I would hope so. Yes.
We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.